It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp, a state lawmaker who's leading Colorado police reform, says the arrests of two Aurora police officers this week shows that new laws are working. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry has more.
One officer faces assault charges, while the other is charged with not attempting to stop the violent incident. Democratic state lawmaker Leslie Harrod sponsored the 2020 law that expands the list of misconduct officers can be held accountable for. It includes using banned chokeholds and failing to intervene if they see another officer committing misconduct on the job. This law and another one Harrod passed this year also expands the use of body cameras and requires the footage be released publicly. Aurora police did just that yesterday. Harrod says the arrests show that when officers break the law, they will be prosecuted, but that the incident is devastating. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver police are teaming up with federal law enforcement on a new effort to tackle gun crimes in the city. Details are coming later today, but the city says it will focus on cracking down on convicted felons who illegally carry and use guns. Homicides in Denver are up 81% over the past 2 years. Colorado's largest school district hasn't decided whether it will mandate masks in schools. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero tells Colorado Matters the district is still building its plan in part because of new guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They recommend masks for everyone age 2 and older, regardless of vaccination status. Marrero says that's a difficult position.
In my inbox and as I stroll the streets, I'm hearing equal amounts. So it's 50-50 split of those who are saying that masks need to go away.
Marrero expects DPS will reach a decision on masks by the end of this week. State health officials are once again warning sensitive people and those with health conditions to limit their time outdoors. The Front Range ozone alert has kept Jamie Anderson from biking around Denver this summer.
Sometimes you can taste it. I could smell smoke at some points, but mostly it just didn't feel good to be outside.
The bad air warning has been in effect for 3 weeks now. It also covers parts of El Paso and Teller counties. And it is going to be hot again today along the Front Range, with highs close to 100 in Denver and in Boulder, 90s in Colorado Springs, Pueblo 98 this afternoon. This is CPR News.